Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Poking at the texters, a texter says to me, the one that called me and asked, says, me too, Mark, I'm just giving you bleep. Just giving you bleep. No hard feelings. All is well, folks. All is well. The Carolina Panthers have signed Eli Apple, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, largely a bust in his NFL career, Lonzo, up until this point. Can Matt Rhule have his best reclamation project here?
Even if he doesn't, it gives a name back there for a defense that's lost so much. And I'm always happy to have more Buckeyes.
If you had to have your last name be a fruit, what would it be?
I don't think apple's bad. You don't want it to be kumquat, because that would not be good. You don't want it to be peach. I know there's some peaches out there. Melon's not bad, but I think apple's a good way to go. And the sad part is you couldn't hear me for any of that.
I heard you well off in the distance. I could hear you.
Okay. All right.
I heard your little rants there. If my last name had to be a fruit, it would be Mark Honeydew, because that describes my personality to a T.
No, you'd have to be married to do that.
Would I? Would honeydew list?
Yes. Yeah? Exactly.
Okay. Mark Honeydew, I think, has a nice ring to it. How about you guys? All right. How about you guys? All right. Eli Apple is a Carolina Panther. It is time for us to get to either or. Three options on life and sports and you and your choices and your decisions right here. Either or starts now. All right. Lonzo, here we go. Robert Kraft, here's the headline. Here is the headline in the Baltimore Sun. Robert Kraft sees a happy ending for the NFL. Should the name Robert Kraft and the phrase happy ending ever be used together?
Oh, man. I don't know how to answer this. I really don't.
I have managed to stump the stumpless, ladies and gentlemen. You hear this?
There is no clever retort coming from me on that. I think the question itself takes care of it.
Robert Kraft sees happy ending for the NFL. Is that now? I'm wondering. No, this is the Baltimore Sun's creation. Robert Kraft. I'm looking at the article here. At no place in this article does he ever himself say the words happy ending. But our Baltimore Sun columnist here by the name of Brian Niemitz has made the pun for us himself. Folks, totally offsides. Hilarious, and it'll get me to click on the article. It already did, so you win, sir. You win. But Robert Kraft and happy ending should never be used in the same sentence ever again.
Listen, I've got to say that clever writing is always on sides. It got you to click, as you said, which is what clickbait is all about. You've got to throw that headline out there to get someone to look at the article. Even if you don't read it, you click on it, they get credit for it.
Yes, sir.
All right. A lot of things always seem to happen in Florida. I don't know why. After a young 250-pound bear was spotted wandering through the streets of Fort Myers Tuesday morning, officers from...
A bear?
Yeah, a bear.
A bear.
Yeah, 250-pound bear. Officers from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission were called out to tranquilize it. Since bears usually run away after being tranquilized, the cops used Krispy Kreme donuts instead. They put a dozen in a bear trap and caught him. When trapping a bear, which is the best donut to use? Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', or a grocery store brand?
Okay. Anybody who says grocery store brand, immediately you have been kicked off as an offsider. All right. Lonzo, there is but one standard donut that triumphs over all. Okay. And there's a lot of great local bakeries in our area. But among the chains that we know, wasn't it you that told me here was the original Krispy Kreme in Spartanburg? Is that the first Krispy Kreme?
I don't know if it's
was?
The first one, but it's one of the originals, yes.
One of the original Krispy Kremes. You got to roll with the original glaze, man. There is something special about that. A Krispy Kreme glaze, fresh out of the oven. Tastes unlike any other donut that has ever been made by man, and it tastes better than any other donut ever made by man.
We tried one a couple of weeks ago on the Saturday show, and I think it had strawberry glaze and like some kind of jelly inside. It was a regular looking glazed donut, but it actually had filling inside of it. It was very good. Way too sweet for me, but I agree. If you're going to get the bear in a trap, you got to go with Krispy Kreme.
There you go.
And I'm sure the cops just happen to have some laying around. It can't be a myth. There's no way they had to go buy it. They already had it.
I totally agree with that. Did they get the bear, though? They got the bear.
Yeah, they got the bear without having to tranquilize him.
Fantastic.
I don't know if the bear ate the entire box of donuts or not, but I'm guessing he probably did.
All right. Lonzo, are you a book in hand or a book on tablet guy? Are you a picks in hand or picks on a phone guy?
Books, definitely. I would rather have a book. I have a nice library, which I accidentally knocked over last week, and I have to re-alphabetize. It's no fun.
Why do you have to re-alphabetize?
Because.
You don't have to be alphabetized. Not everything has to be alphabetized.
Listen, your library needs to be alphabetized so you can find things. I mean, I'm not going straight up Dewey Decimal, which I don't think they do anymore, but it's got to be in alphabetical order, at least by author. Which is how I usually do it by author.
Do you guys alphabetize your books here? You know, I'll tell you.
Do you back when you had CDs? Do you alphabetize your CDs?
No, never.
How
never.
Do you find your music?
You don't. You just remember the page it is in your CD book. Lonzo, I dated a girl back in college. I know this is surprising to you, and she was OCD about everything in her wardrobe. She had light reds, light blues, dark blues. The jeans were all hung in the order of shade, so it was like dark to light. And then I left everything in her room clean when she wasn't there, but I changed everything up. I de-alphabetized the CDs. I mixed up the jeans to where the dark was in the middle, mixed up the colors in the closet. She walks back in. You would think World War III just started, man. You would think World War III just started. It is unbelievable how much that impacts OCD people, man. Unbelievable.
You know, the bad part is you didn't think of repercussions. You just thought it was funny. I mean, we're learning all these things like the fish food with the alligators. We're learning these things about you.
Yeah.
You don't put – if you think it's funny, boom, you just do it.
Yeah.
And you don't think about what's going to happen after.
Nor do I think about how anyone else is going to feel about it besides myself. Therein lies the problem. Okay. Books in hand, check. Picks in hand, also check. I can't be the only one that feels like – if I only have a phone digitally, then I'm worried something's going to happen and it's going to get lost. I know we have the cloud now with the iPhones. My iCloud storage, it told me today, is filled, right? I like holding something in my hand. I guess that makes me old school. The kids would call me boomer, right, for this. But I like the book. I like the book. There's what makes a book relaxing is holding it in your hand, not staring at a screen. I don't even understand, Lonzo, why there's any market for Kindle. I don't know. I don't get that at all. Give me the book, man. Give me the book 10 times out of 10. What do you got?
By the way, I have a Fire, which is similar to a Kindle, and I just play games on it. All right. A disgruntled Buffalo Sabres fan posted a listing on Craigslist saying that the franchise was for sale. Here's what the fan wrote. For sale. NHL hockey franchise, Buffalo Sabres. As soon as possible, lost team with diehard fans looking for wealthy owner who actually understands hockey. Organization on the cheap, could be flipped, major structural damage, but few core pieces still intact. Here are the non-negotiable terms according to what he posted on Craigslist. Franchise must stay in current city and is ineligible for relocation. Immediate family, i.e. wife, is not eligible for internal position within the organization. Must provide a team puppy. Is this onsides or offsides?
What?
All right, so
where do you get these stories?
All right, so the fan was mad, so he put the team up for sale on Craigslist.
Okay.
Is that onsides or offsides? I think it's pretty clever. I really do. Especially the team puppy. You got to have a team puppy.
You do have to have a team puppy. I'm going to give him thumbs up, Lonzo. Points for creativity, man. Points for creativity.
And he managed to slam current ownership throughout the entire thing. So, you know.
Points to you, sir. Points to you. This pissed me off today, Lonzo, quite honestly. The NFL voted down the XFL's onside kick solution. The onside kick solution enabled teams to go for a 4th and 15 as opposed to going for an onside kick, which have been rendered largely irrelevant and useless with new NFL safety guidelines. They're only converted 12% of the time. So the XFL said you can go for a 4th and 15. This had a lot of momentum behind it. The NFL was viewed as being progressive and open-minded for considering ideas from a perceived lesser league. A lot of hope and full of sound and fury signifying nothing because the NFL voted it down today. Bums me out, Lonzo. Ticks me off. I think when the onside kick was at its best, it created incredibly high drama at all levels of football, and now there is just no way to get the ball back. There is no way to get the ball back. I thought the XFL's idea was brilliant, and I hate the fact that the NFL's not moving forward with it. So onsides or offsides? Offsides to the NFL.
I agree. It's offsides, but I never thought it would go through anyway. There are some things that are just not going to change, no matter how cool they would be, because it is the No Fun League. Remember that.
But what do you do with the onside kick, man? It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work.
There's a clever coach out there somewhere who will figure out how to make it work. There's always someone who figures it out.
I hope so. But between the, you know, no more running start and between the you have to have an even number of players on each side of the ball, you have to declare before the ball is kicked what side you're going to kick it to. It's just become impossible to do that now, man. And finally, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, I have your next vehicle. Tom Brady has put his stretched Cadillac Escalade ESV up for sale. It features a 20-inch stretch, a rear roof raised 5 inches, twin reclining rear seats, private jet-style retractable burl walnut tables, a 32-inch that burl walnut, man, it's hard to get, a 32-inch TV, and mobile Wi-Fi. Brady paid $350,000 for it, but has listed it with only 13,000 miles for $300,000 or best offer. If you're a Brady fan, do you consult with your wife before buying it or be happy that your new doghouse has wheels and Wi-Fi?
Lonzo, I would buy this to you for you for your birthday, but I know you would just trash it immediately, considering who owned it first. This sounds like a ride, man. This sounds like
you should look it up and look what it looks like on the inside. The inside, it is sweet.
Tom Brady car. Tom Brady truck.
Escalade. Yeah.
Escalade.
Especially, I mean, I'm a big burl walnut fan, and you should be also, just because it's fun to say burl walnut.
I have never I've never been of the socioeconomic status to ever utter the words burl walnut in my life. Lonzo, what the hell is this? How in the hell is the inside of a vehicle this big?
So do you get,
I've never
do you
seen
get
anything.
My question?
This is a bus, man.
So you take the risk.
This is an RV.
And you buy that, and you don't tell your wife, because if your wife puts you in the doghouse, which usually means on the couch, you go out there and you stay in that. You got Wi-Fi. You got plenty of room. You got a TV.
Oh, my God. The wife would never see me in the house again. You'd have the boys over inside that thing.
It looks like a small apartment. It's nice.
It really does. Lonzo, I'm at 749 square feet. Tom Brady's ride is at 750. I'm suddenly very upset about
the current
situation.
The only drawback to the thing is it looks like a hearse a little bit. Just to me. Just to me. It just kind of looks like a hearse on the outside.
Man, this thing, it is a little bit soccer mom minivan looking a little bit on the outside. But on the inside, man, oh, and they got, like, the Ottoman footrests, too, Lonzo. Oh, my gosh.
And wow. if you read the article, Brady says that he would use it sometimes when he was in a hurry and he needed to study up on the playbook or make a few calls.
You guys got to check this out online, man. Tom Brady Escalade up for sale. Click on images on Google. It is, that thing is pimped out. Check on the text line. Mark, here's what you do. You give the bear the store brand donuts, and you keep the Krispy Kreme for yourself. Lonzo, you have pets. I have pets at home. Have you ever wondered whether dogs know the difference and have a preference like on steak? Do they like their steak rare, medium well, medium well done? Do you think they taste a difference at all?
Oh, absolutely. My dog, she knows what she likes and what she doesn't like. If you go for that cheaper brand, it just sits in the bowl.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
So what's your dog's steak preference?
I'm just talking about dog food. I'm not talking about steak. She'll eat anything off the table.
I love the attitude they give you, too. It's like, you expect me to eat this bleep? You've been giving me much better than this, and now you're going to downgrade me to this? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to waste that food for you, Mom and Dad. We're going to waste that food. We're not eating one piece of this. I like how they, like, go on protest, too. Like, they're not having it. Not having it at all. All right, folks, coming up next, he is the National Director of Video for 24/7 Sports, and he just happens to be joining us on a day where a five-star quarterback announced his transferring to the University of Georgia. So what does that mean moving forward in the college football ranks? We'll talk to Josh Pate next here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. So my guy, Josh Pate, was I saw him on Twitter earlier today. He's saying, yo, why is it always a QB controversy when it's at the QB position? And it's only competition when it's at any other position. Why does the QB position itself make it a controversy? And my theory on that is simply this, that the QBs are soft, that the egos at that particular position are so much that they can't handle competition.
You know what? I want to jump in real quick and completely agree with you again. As a former offensive lineman, both in high school and college, QBs are definitely soft. You're absolutely right.
Why? Why, Lotsa? Why is that?
Well, they need someone like me to take care of them because they can't protect themselves.
Yeah, but the point is well taken by Josh Pate. He's like, look, man, it's a competition everywhere else. It's a controversy at the quarterback position. And it's becoming even more that way because guys like JT Daniels leave as soon as they lose their job. Well, how about going back and beating Slovis at USC, showing the coaching staff that there was a reason they made you the guy to begin with?
You know,
right?
Radio can be that way, too. I just want to point that out.
Certainly can be the case. All right, joining us right now is a friend of the show. You hear him on each and every week at this particular time. He's got some unbelievably great college football content available through 24/7 Sports, including he's the host of the Late Kick podcast on YouTube and the Late Kick podcast as well. 24/7 Sports National Director of Video, Josh Pate, joins us right now. Josh, that's my theory, man. Quarterbacks, the ego, thin-skinned, soft, a little sensitive. Perhaps I'm being too harsh.
Oh, no, man. Listen, it's the same way with starting pitchers. Back in a former life, I was a coach. And even when I was in Little League, I handled our pitching staff. And it used to just infuriate the rest of our team because I go overboard. I mean, I'd almost create this little bubble that our pitchers lived in, so much so that, for instance, like I would find areas of shade for them to be able to sit in between their bullpen sessions. And so, yes, certainly there's a softness here. But listen, I've been asking this today. By the way, it's May 28th. I don't know if you guys have been told that nothing's going on in football, but for nothing to be going on, it sure does seem like a busy day. But I digress.
Yeah,
I've talked to people all day about this. I've gone back and forth with Georgia fans all day about this, but this has been a sticking point for me for years. The first thing is, really, it's the whole quarterback controversy aspect of this whole deal. About 75% of the time is just someone in our line of work looking for a headline and clicks. That's about 75% of it. And then you got the other 25% where we genuinely have a mentality that exists within a given program that – what is healthy at every other position can be toxic at the quarterback position. And so I put it out there today, like you said on Twitter, not the first time I've done it, but I put it out there today, and all the answers are so commonsensical. It's like, why is this the case? Why is quarterback controversy the way we term it, but we've never had a left guard controversy? And so people come back with the most obvious thing in the world. Well, Josh, there's only one quarterback on the field. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. I know what it means. There's only one spot. I get that. But let's say the other offensive guard spot's locked down, so there's only one guard spot left. Okay, well, now I've evened it out. So now everyone's fighting over one last guard spot. But how many positions there are is irrelevant to the principle that's in play. If competition is healthy in order to get the best of the best on the field at every other position, what changes from the value that competition brings and the principle of what competition brings to a program, what changes? And the answer is nothing. All that changes is this position gets more attention, this position gets more headline, this position gets more hype, but all that's outside the bubble of what competition means. All that's outside the bubble of what actually wins. That stuff means nothing to me. That's cotton candy. We're talking about steak. What's the difference? The answer is there is no difference. And one of the most popular retorts that I've had today, I'm going to address this on our show tonight. I'm really just practicing with you right now, Mark. One of the most popular retorts that I've gotten today is, well, you got to be careful because this could really mess up the chemistry of a quarterback room. So let's answer what we're going for. Are we trying to build at any given point, let's say you're at Georgia, are you trying to build a championship culture and a championship caliber program? If you are, then ask yourself, if competition being present in your quarterback room, if competition alone is enough to fracture the psyche of that room, what kind of culture did you have built there to begin with? My answer would probably be not a really good one. Second retort I've gotten today that I'm pretty fired up to address tonight too. Well, if you got two quarterbacks, you have none. That's a really popular statement, but it's possible for a statement to be popular and BS at the same time. It's ironic that Georgia folks are bringing this to me because I think back to just 2017 when they went into halftime leading a team and that quarterback from that other team who was an all SEC offensive player gets benched and another one comes in and beats them for a national championship. Fast forward 1 year, same building, SEC championship game. The inverse happens. And both times, two quarterbacks came in and kept Georgia from a championship. And if I'm not mistaken, in this last draft, one of them went first round and one of them went second round. So it seems to me like Alabama had far more than zero quarterbacks both times they beat Georgia most recently. I'm done, Mark.
There you go, man. Love the rant, man. Love the rant. So here's the thing, a couple things on that. I hate how quarterbacks today, if you recruit more than one of them, they act as though you are cheating in an exclusive relationship, right? No. We want to make the position as stout as we possibly can. You know, much has been discussed about the devaluing of the running back position at all levels, but you see a stable of running backs. We continue to hear that. Is there a particular reason, Josh, and my producer was a player in college, I was not, but I've never fully and completely grasped why you have to have, quote, the guy at the quarterback position. You know, I think Florida this year you will see an attempt to have more than one guy, with perhaps a 75-25 split between Kyle Trask and Emory Jones. Do you really have to have the guy at that particular position, one guy, singular, only, exclusive relationship, nobody else, or it's considered cheating?
I think if you have a specialized system like, for instance, Florida could have this year, or the early years of Urban Meyer. Florida had a system there with Leak and Tebow that worked, as far as I can remember, pretty well, too. Sure. If you've got a specialized system that caters to that, then you can pull it off seamlessly. It's just that most people try and do things the way it's always been done, and therefore for them, yeah, you got to have a guy, and really the reason they have to have it is because they think they have to have it. But to go back to the point that you just made a second ago, the whole don't recruit any quarterback other than me in this class or you're kind of cheating on me, you know, that can be viewed as pathetic on the surface, but it can also be a blessing. And you're about to find out, for instance, with this class, with this Georgia class, they got a high four-star or five-star quarterback named Brock Vandergriff committed. I just did like an hour's worth of editing video of him today, so I've seen a lot of him today. But he is still in high school. He has not signed with Georgia yet, so he's free to back out of his verbal commitment anytime he wants to. You get to find out a lot about the competitive character and makeup, because you can't paint every one of them with a broad brush. A lot of them would be probably soft enough or just not like the situation enough to back out and go somewhere where there's probably an easier path to playing time. But the thing about it is, you're not trying to go 8-4. Again, what culture are you trying to implement? You want to win championships at Georgia. You want to be the best program in the country. So there are not going to be very many kids per recruiting cycle that are mentally wired the way that you want a kid to be mentally wired. But you don't have to land 15 quarterbacks a cycle. You want to land one of them or maybe two of them per cycle, and then you let the chips fall where they may. And very rarely are you going to have just a line full of kids coming through your program staying 4 years at that position anyway. It's not the way it works. It hardly works like that at any position anymore, much less quarterback. You got to keep stacking talent on top of talent on top of talent. And if it turns a guy off, if that guy is not mentally tough enough to embrace that competition, what was he going to be when it's tied 17-all on the road at Florida or sure. against Florida in Jacksonville early in the fourth quarter? Like, that's where he was going to wilt for you. So I'd much rather find out that a kid doesn't have it from the neck up when he's a senior in college than I would when I've put him on the field and my job's on the line based on his performance.
All of this reminds me of Les Miles circa 2012 LSU talking about Gunnar Kiel when he said Gunnar Kiel didn't have the chest and the yeah. ability to lead the LSU program. Les took a lot of heat for that, but I think some of the points that he was making were very, very, very well taken. So today's news, just made official by JT Daniels himself in the last 25 minutes. He's transferring to Georgia. Forgive me, Josh, but the transfer rules are so convoluted right now. Is there any way he can play right away?
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the rules aren't convoluted, because I talked to someone within the last couple of hours about this, and the thinking right now is he is not eligible if you go by the letter of the law. But what is the letter of the law worth, really, when we're talking about the NCAA legislation, NCAA rule book? So the feeling amongst his camp is, let's get the paperwork done, let's get to Georgia, and then let's settle in. Let's go through the proper legal channels. And it's not like this is an impenetrable wall around the NCAA's rule book. So people, you know, Tate Martell most recently got himself eligible at Miami. What stops me from getting myself eligible here? And there's a thought that there is a better than just slight chance that he could find a way to get himself eligible. But I'll tell you this, Mark, even then, as much as I have applauded this move, I don't just assume that he's your starting quarterback at any point this season, even if he does land there.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, look, a lot of these guys, these highly touted players, they end up not working out. JT Daniels, you know, USC is firmly committed to Slovis moving forward here after his unbelievable year. Third string guy, unbelievable depth for USC at that position. As a freshman, JT Daniels, 2,672 yards, 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. I get the sense with Jamie Newman essentially having already been promised the starting job at Georgia, that it wouldn't be Kirby Smart's best look to move away from that at this point, right? Given the sensitivity, as we've already discussed, about the egos at that particular position. It seems to me that a promise is known there, right, Josh?
If it is, I haven't been told that.
Okay.
That's not to say it hasn't. And I think what's more likely there is sort of a mutual assumption that it's his job. But listen, you are really handcuffing yourself the moment you start promising playing time to anyone. And I don't really think that Georgia had to crawl over broken glass to Jamie Newman's doorstep to entice him to come there. Sure. I think that was viewed, again, mutually as a very beneficial marriage, the likes of which it never required Georgia to have to promise this and that. I think they told him, come here and we're going to give you the opportunity to compete. Here's our depth chart. You look at it and see how you think you fit in. But I don't think that they ever promised him, once you come here, that's it, that's all. It doesn't matter if Joe Montana falls in our lap in the transfer market as a possibility, we're not taking him. And so, again, going back to the point we made, you'll find out a lot about the competitive makeup of the guys already on campus, the guys that you have committed, and if someone is about that competition, you want them. Whether they win the job or not, you want them. Again, go back to the Alabama example very recently. But if they're not about it, you want to find out right now. So it's a double-edged sword, but both sides can really sharpen your program instead of stabbing you in the neck here.
What is Georgia getting in the quarterback, JT Daniels, moving forward? Somewhat of a disappointing freshman campaign, then again, really thrown to the wolves his freshman season as well, Josh.
Yeah, I think he's a guy who has obviously all the arm talent, you know, basically all the physical boxes that you would check, he has. I talked to someone about a month ago who's pretty dialed in, especially on quarterback play, someone whose opinion I value a lot. And the biggest concern around Daniels is he's a guy who had not a low ceiling necessarily, but he was a guy that was a lot more advanced coming out of high school, and he was a guy that was a lot closer to having already peaked. And whereas you may put someone in the driver's seat as a true freshman normally, and what you get out of them is just a glimpse as to what you would expect next year and the year after that, there's some thought out there, and this isn't coming from me. This is not my observation. I don't feel qualified to give you an observation on this, to be honest with you. But people whose opinion I would trust, one in particular, said, keep an eye on him wherever he lands. Keep an eye on him. He might be a guy whose best football you saw already. And so that's the one thing that I would look at there. And Georgia does not have this track record of pumping out first-round quarterbacks, but this goes to another point that we're going to talk about tonight. You don't have that until you have it. And they just made a change at offensive coordinator. So we don't know at this very moment in time how equipped Georgia is to develop at the quarterback position, because they just overturned the most important position on the offensive side of the ball there.
That is certainly the case. So we're hearing interesting stuff there, Josh. We're hearing that 75% of FBS schools are expected to be in facilities preparing for the season during the month of June. Given all of the calls you've made, all of the information that is coming into you, Josh, do you believe we are looking at an on-time start potentially to the college football season?
I do. In most places in the country, I do. kind of like we talked about last week, I get the sense that the pendulum started to swing back really last week, within the last 2 weeks. And now that everyone's kind of gotten on board, what it really took was someone to step up. And when one person steps up and starts moving in that direction, then the rest of them can look around. And then once they realize, oh, well, no one's biting his head off or her head off, then it's kind of like watching seals all clap together. Then they all start clapping in unison. And it's really not that anyone or any 10 or any 100 of them are coming across this new information. It's just a herd mentality. Someone had to step out in front, and the usual suspects always do, and then the rest of the herd will kind of follow closely behind. That's the way the college football season will start on time, and I believe it will start on time.
You know, that's absolutely fascinating. As you know, we've heard, as you mentioned, the usual leaders, the SEC, comes out and says, we're opening our doors on June 8th. You know, then we hear Clemson's opening its doors on June 8th, and then we hear Oklahoma, who Lincoln Riley was kind of the lone voice out there expressing some concern about that particular date, opening up on July 1st. Does a July 1st open date, what kind of disadvantage does that place Oklahoma at competitively?
I think it places you at one. Also, keep in mind, they are starting a new quarterback this year. Now, he's a guy who's been on campus, so he's not a guy who's having to come in off the transfer market or having to come in as a true freshman and learn the entire system on the fly. But, you know, they've got a lot of overhauling still to do defensively. They had a ton of guys transfer out. Alex Grinch is in his second year as a defensive coordinator there. But we saw what happened in Atlanta against LSU. That's still very much a work in progress. And listen, it's not that I've sat there and nodded my head in agreement with everything Lincoln Riley has said, but I will give him credit for this. If it's going to come out of your mouth, be convicted enough to stand behind it. And so them, as it stands right now, opening a month after a lot of the teams that they could, in all likelihood, be directly competing with for playoff spots, it at least shows they're convicted in what they were saying, as opposed to maybe some other places where it sounded like they may not get back on the field this decade. And then a week later, well, we've got an announcement when camps are going to open.
Sure, indeed. Josh, excited about your podcast tonight. Looking forward to checking that out, and also Late Kick on YouTube. What time can we expect that to be available for everybody?
Yeah, we do that live every Thursday night and Sunday night on the Late Kick, or on the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. In fact, the link's already there if you guys want to go set a reminder, subscribe there. Click that little bell for notifications. It lets you know when we go live. That posts as a podcast on the Late Kick podcast channel the following morning, and we do a bonus podcast every Wednesday, which is nothing but a mailbag, and that's been the most fun I've had out of all this, to be honest with you.
Fantastic. Be sure to check it out. He is 24/7 Sports National Director of Video. Josh, always appreciate having you on, pal. Thanks so much. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Mark. You guys take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, question of the show today. What one change would you make to the upstate moving forward? What one change would you make? I have suggested a more unified approach, right? It's how you get more things done. It's how you make progress moving forward. Nielsen Media Company, the company that does all of the ratings for our industry, they classify this area as one. Greenville-Spartanburg also encompasses both of those counties, but also Pickens County as well, and really the entire upstate. They say we are more than a million people. And yet, for whatever reason, we're very kind of territorial in terms of our many, many different little towns, which could still exist. They could be known as more of neighborhoods moving forward, but I think a progressive change for the upstate would be to be viewed as one entire entity, as the upstate entity entirely, right? We are the upstate moving forward. It'd be a lot easier to get things done, to get everyone on the same page, so you don't have to get the approval of like 85 governors of 85 small towns. What do you guys think? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. Still also trying to figure out how to best use this platform for the greater good as it pertains to Furman, man. You know, Furman cut the men's baseball team, and I'm not blaming them for that. New athletic director Jason Donnelly had an impossible task, was asked to cut $5 million from the payroll, and the unfortunate casualties were men's lacrosse and men's baseball. What gets me about this, and again, not blaming Furman but blaming the system, is that they couldn't cut one men's team and one women's team because of Title IX, because the enrollment at Furman is 60% female, 40% male. Their sports teams have to be representative of that, and because of that, they couldn't cut a women's sport. They had to cut a men's sport. And I think, folks, that the whole charade around Title IX has been lost. It was created to generate equality. And look at all the inequality that is now coming from it, right? There's nothing wrong with a capitalist society in which the programs that are making money are safe and the programs that are losing money are endangered, right? Doesn't the same hold true for any of our businesses? Why not instill that responsibility, personal accountability, for making programs profitable to students at a young age? Get them used to what the business world is going to look like. Because last year, Furman's baseball team generated only $8,000 in ticket sales. They lost the university $1 million. That's not a successful business model. But it is heartbreaking to see a program that's been around for 130 years ended because of the current situation, ended because of the current pandemic. I don't know, guys. I don't know. You know, Title IX, there were good intentions, but it's no longer viable to me in today's day and age. We have viewing choices, right? We love women's tennis. We love the U.S. Women's national team in soccer. We don't watch the WNBA. So it's just heartbreaking to me that Furman's baseball team was cut, trying to figure out the best possible way to use this platform for the greater good. Is it a Save Furman baseball campaign? You guys tell me. You guys tell me. I'm happy to take your suggestions. All right. Coming up next, we do it each and every day. We close the show with the best thing we heard today. It's immediately on the flip side. You're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Should have word tomorrow as to the future of Major League Baseball this particular season. Will we have it? Will we not? Lonzo and I have not been optimistic as to what we're seeing, as to what we're hearing here moving forward. It is time to get to the very best thing we heard today. And Lonzo, we turn it over to you.
All right. So usually it's the best thing we heard. Mark's not going to agree with me about this, but it's the best thing I heard today.
Fight Island is coming along beautifully and should be done by mid-June. And, you know, I'll probably know at the beginning of next week when we can get rolling over there. And I'm hoping mid-June. I'm planning on going over there for the first fight and probably staying there for a month. I'll probably be there the entire month of July.
Okay, going over there. Where is there? Where exactly is Fight Island?
Oh, we are breaking that one today.
Oh, come on.
We're still getting this thing together in a place. See, when I announce it, I actually want pictures of the infrastructure and the things that are built when I actually announce where Fight Island is. So soon, my friend, soon.
The words of Dana White. Look what he's doing as a business guy. I mean, he's building suspense. He's creating intrigue. Will the product live up to the hype? I have no idea. But he's creating intrigue. I mean, think about this, man. There's a level of intrigue to what he's doing. We don't know where this place is. We don't know what it's going to look like. Are they going to be fighting outside? Are they going to be fighting in an arena? We know the answer to none of this. But it's intriguing as hell. And Dana White, progressive as he is, has been moving his sport forward in a trying time. Kudos to him for that. The NFL, Roger Goodell, oft criticized. Roger Goodell, moving the NFL forward during this time. The NBA has been a little neutral. They've been a little slow to react, but now that the pressure's on, they seem to be moving forward and getting things done. Same for Major League Soccer, moving things forward, getting things done here in this particular environment. And baseball is just doing a bunch of infighting. And I think baseball realizes that if they don't get their bleep together, they're going to be the only major sport that couldn't get it done. And look, I've been as much about safety during this thing as anybody. But you can't say we failed because of safety concerns when, number one, your sport naturally encompasses more social distancing than any other sport, and when every other sport was able to figure out a way to get this done. You see, if baseball can't get this done, it's all about greed, and baseball will lose some fans, perhaps me, forever. It will be a really, really sad day. So we're going to be watching that acutely between now and tomorrow to observe what Rob Manfred and company can get done here moving forward. Really, really interesting stuff indeed. So much fun today on the show. Thank you guys so much for being part of it. We will be locked and loaded again tomorrow for a Friday episode, 3 to 7 p.m. Thanks so much for making us the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You've been listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.